Hey, this is Chris Brown, and this episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit westaffthechurch.com to learn more.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. So honored that you're tuning in. This is a call-in show. Feel free to call in at 866-357-3283. We're taking your calls about this life and those situations that you're facing, and maybe some decisions that you've made recently. Maybe they've been some good decisions. Maybe they've been some not-so-brilliant decisions. But give us a call. We'll chat about it. 866-357-3283. And of course, you can always email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And several of you just reach out on Twitter or Facebook very, very quickly. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, and on Twitter and Facebook, it's just Chris Brown on Air. I don't know where you're at today. I don't know, you know, what's taken up residence in your mind. What has you preoccupied? Maybe what has your, you know, utmost attention today? You may be dreaming about a future goal that you're kind of looking to hit. You may be thinking about that dream spouse that you're going after. Or maybe you're facing something tough today. Maybe some relational fallout with a friend or somebody that you were dating. Maybe you're under a mountain of debt. Maybe you got health problems. I'm not sure where you're at, but I do want to tell you this. In Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." I know right now you're in the middle of it and it seems huge, but I'm telling you, Jesus looked at them intently. If I could do that right now, I would try to do that, but I'm not Jesus and I'm not seeing you right now. But just imagine Jesus looking at you, kind of grabbing you by the shoulders and shaking you, saying, "Hey, I know it seems impossible, but with God, all things are possible." So a great place for us to start off, because I'm not sure what everyone's going through. Again, the number is 866-357-3283, and we're ready for your calls. I do want to let you know about a couple events that are coming up this fall. Just in this next month or so. Actually, some of them are like right around the corner. One of them is actually tomorrow. We've got an event in Dallas. Those folks who are listening in Dallas, a lot of you listening in from Dallas, Dave Ramsey and his daughter, Rachel Cruz, will be right there in Dallas tomorrow night. Make sure you check that out. Thousands of folks are already ready to go. The 29th, Dave and Rachel will be in Boston. And on the 4th of October, Dave and Rachel will be in Charlotte. They're on the book tour and having a lot of fun with our Smart Money event, talking about all the ins and outs of making good decisions with your finances. October 6th, Chris Hogan will be with Anthony O'Neill in Boise, Idaho, and Lexington, Kentucky on October 11th, Midland, Texas on October 13th, Kansas City, Missouri on October 20th. November 1st, Chris Hogan and I will be in Akron, Ohio, and November 2nd, Grand Rapids, just to name a few of them, but I'm telling you, we're traveling all over this fall. Make sure you check out those events. They're right there at stewardship.com. We're all ready for your calls, and it looks like Abel's calling in from San Antonio. Abel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. How are you doing today?
I'm better every day. How can I help?
I have a question. My wife and I have a goal set. Speaking of goals, my wife and I have a goal set of purchasing a home in 2 years. One of the problems we're encountering right now is that we both have really bad credit due to poor decisions we both made in previous relationships.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking on ways to start repairing that. I know you guys probably advise against credit repair companies and so forth. So what are the best steps for me to take, as well as her, to start repairing our credit?
Yeah, a couple things come to mind. One is obviously any current debt that you have, if you have any, pay it off as soon as possible. That actually repairs it in itself. That's probably the fastest way. Next is if you have anything on there that's not accurate, track it down and be aggressive on that. Be very proactive. And first of all, go talk to the credit reporting agencies. Of course, the creditors. I would start with the creditor maybe and then go to the credit reporting agencies. But being proactive and try to get that done. And then I'll just tell you too, when it comes time to actually buy the home, don't feel like you're in bondage to this credit score. You want to make sure you've got some money put aside for a big hefty down payment, preferably 100%. But as much as possible, you want to avoid the PMI, the mortgage insurance. And right. The more that you have to put down, the less risky the mortgage is. And so the smaller of the credit score that they will take. And on top of that, there are some organizations out there that will have a conversation with you about a mortgage without considering your credit score. Or they'll consider it, but then they'll, you know, have a good conversation with you about your assets versus liabilities and say, you know what, I know what your credit score says, and that was a prior lifetime, but here's what the facts are. You've got a very stable job. You've been in it for years. You live on 70% of your income. You're very responsible. And you know what, we're going to extend a mortgage to you anyway. And one of those firms, I'm not sure of all of them, but one of them is Churchill Mortgage.
Okay.
Which we endorse, and you can find out more about them at stewardship.com, Churchill Mortgage. But here's the deal. A lot of folks call in and say, how do I repair my credit? And I just, two verses come to my mind for not just you, Abel, but for everybody.
Okay.
And I want you to make sure you focus on the right things. Okay. Sometimes we can get super focused on that credit score. And Colossians 3:2 says, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And if you are faithful as a steward, if you're going after it, making sure that you save, make sure that you plan, make sure that you invest, make sure that you're avoiding debt, make sure that you're honoring God in your finances, that you're giving, that you're tithing, you're setting your mind on things above. You're setting your mind on God. And He can do way more with that credit score than you can manufacture. Something to keep in focus for all of us. And Proverbs 4:25 says, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. This right here, where you're going to go try to buy a home with some damaged credit, is a incredible feat. It's not something that's easy to do. So if you're going to do it, it's going to take tremendous focus. Let your eyes look directly forward. And it's going to take 2 years of you getting after it and making a lot of good decisions for this to happen. But I think you can do it.
Good deal.
All righty, Abel?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
I know firsthand the passion the Vanderblumen Search Group has for helping churches and faith-based organizations find their key staff, since they actually connected Ramsey Solutions with me. If your church is looking for its pastor or any key staff member, reach out to Vanderblumen at westaffthechurch.com. They're the leading search firm for churches and faith-based organizations of all sizes and can help find the right candidates that fit your church's unique needs. Find out more at westaffthechurch.com. All right, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. And the phone number to call in is 866-357-3283. And that email address, one more time, is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. We've got an email here that came in from Brooke. It says, hello, Chris. You mentioned on one of your shows your stewardship Bible. Do you mind sharing which one that you'd recommend? I'm excited to look into that. Thanks for all you do. The one that I use is the NIV Stewardship Bible, NIV Stewardship Bible by Zondervan. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to provide a link at stewardship.com to that particular stewardship Bible that I use, because I do think it's confusing. I think there's several out there. So we'll provide a link for you there at stewardship.com. All right, we're ready for another phone call. We got another phone call from South Carolina right here in the South. This is Brandy. Brandy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, how can I help?
Well, I have a question about getting a company car that is a benefit that's offered me. My husband and I just paid off our last debt, which was my car. Yay.
Yeah, so good job.
Oh, so excited. So I've been taking the mileage check and throwing everything we could at that car, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
So I was considering getting the company car because, you know, I'm putting about 60,000 miles a year on my car. It's only had it about 2 years, and thought maybe I should get a company car so I don't, you know, continue to run mine in the ground. But wanted to see if it was a good deal.
I lean towards the company car. What are they offering you per mile?
Well, it's right now I'm getting 45¢ a mile, which turns out to be, you know, a good little bit of money, but it's going to run into a lot of maintenance here soon, I'm sure. The company car is like $170 a month that they, you know, split into biweekly payments and take out of our check. But with that comes, you know, a gas card to fill it with gas. They provide the insurance. They provide the maintenance. And once it gets to 60,000, they trade it for another one. So it just seemed like that was something I should do, but, you know, a little scary to let go of that mileage check, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is the car appropriate for your needs, for your family needs?
The one that we own, or the company car?
The one that they would be giving you?
It is. Now, we would be keeping the one that that we have paid off, you know, for...
Yeah.
You know, family needs, personal needs, if we were, you know, to use it. But yeah, it's you know, be a good size vehicle as well. We're empty nesters as of last week, so.
Okay. Well, awesome. I've never done the analysis on this, Brandy, from the side of the employee, but mm-hmm. I have done it from the employer's side, and I know it's 20%. It's about 20% more expensive for an employer to provide a company car than it is to provide the mileage checks. And so if that's the case, on the employer side, that must mean that it's a 20% benefit or 20% added bonus to you that you're not having to pay that 20% worth of, you know, like you said, all those different extra fees and all that kind of stuff, the depreciation on it. So for me, I lean towards the company car. You're not dealing with wear and tear. You're not dealing with depreciation. You're not dealing with a temptation to go buy another car and all the, you know, the maintenance and stuff like that. So for me, I lean towards it pretty heavily. And you're really not even getting the max on your mileage. I think, depending on the state, it's up to 55 cents.
Yeah.
So I would lean towards the car.
Okay. Well, great. I think it's the way we're leaning, but it's nice to hear it from an expert. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, it was great for you to ask. And I'm excited for this season of your life.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Brandy.
Bye-bye.
All right. I love calls like that. I mean, that's a good place to be, right? Empty nester. Those of you with small kids right now, let's just dream. Let's just dream for a minute. How would your mornings look a little bit different if you're an empty nester, folks? Oh, I've got a tear in my eye right now. It's so sad. Oh, I know there's pros and cons to every season. I'm waiting on your emails. Go ahead and send them in. You should be thankful for your kids. I am. Okay, I'm filled with gratitude. But you've had those moments. Oh, folks. Well, if you're looking to sell your home... Did you know the real estate agent that you choose has the power to make or break your home sale? Maybe you've had that experience before, right? I know there are hundreds of agents right where you live, so how do you know which one's the right one? Well, first, I recommend finding an agent with the heart of a teacher. Okay, you can tell if they're just salesy, but you want a heart of a teacher, someone with 5 years of experience closing a minimum of 40 homes per year. You probably don't know anybody who does that. It's pretty elite. That's why I created the Endorsed Local Provider Program. I just said I. We created the Endorsed Local Provider Program. All of our real estate ELPs, our endorsed local providers, are in the top 5% of agents nationwide. So if you're looking for a top agent that you can trust with your largest financial asset, make sure that you work with the very best. And be sure to download a copy of our free home seller's guide for step-by-step guidance on how the home selling process actually works. Don't cheat yourself out of thousands of dollars when you sell your home. Just go to stewardship.com and click on Chris Recommends, then find an ELP. You want to click on that button that says Find an ELP.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris.
We got an email here from, Matt. Matt emails in and says, Chris, I feel that God is telling me to move back to where I grew up. My wife and I grew up around the same area, which is about 3.5 hours from where we currently live. How do we know if God is telling us to move and or it's just, you know, our own desires? We want to follow God's plan for our lives. It's a great question. It's really a question about God's will. We hear this a lot, you know, those first couple years in college. What are you majoring in? I just don't know what God's will is. Are you going to college? I just don't know what God's will is. Should you marry that person? I just don't know what God's will is. You ever been there before? If you've ever been waiting to listen and God, speak to me. Listen, newsflash, you're probably not going to hear an audible voice from God. And the reason why I say probably is because I would never put limitations on a all-powerful God. But I don't know of anybody who's heard of an audible voice from God. You're only going to be about 75-85% sure that God's ever saying anything. So Matt, you're not alone. We've all been there before. I understand the wrestle. Here's kind of the way I kind of process these kind of things. First of all, do everything that you can control. Everything that intellectually what you can do, weighing out all the pros, weighing out all the cons. So you're kind of fully leveraging or stewarding your capacity to think, to feel, your gut, your intuition, all those things that God's given you. Of course, you're praying like crazy. You're fully stewarding that opportunity to talk to the Creator. So all that's happening, right? It's this process. You're looking at it from every angle. Financially, you're looking at it relationally, professionally, spiritually, from a ministry standpoint. Where can you do the most ministry? Where are you going to be the most fulfilled? What do your relationships look like? What, you know, the Bible's very clear about bad company corrupts good habits, right? And so you're going to have good people to hang out with that are going to lift you up spiritually wherever you move. And so you're never really going to know, but you're going to weigh it out and make a good decision. And I'm not one of these people where there's only one will for you to live. It's God's will that you live on this street. I'm just not that way. I just really don't believe that. I think He gives us the ability to choose. He gives us some freedom, and then we can act within His will wherever we choose to live. I kind of sum it up in this way. We follow God's revealed will while praying for God's concealed will. We follow God's revealed will while praying for God's concealed will. There's always going to be some things that we don't know. And there's always going to be some things that we're always asking Him for. But hey, that's the reason why we have a Creator. If we knew all the answers, we wouldn't need God, would we? We would have all the answers. We'd be like, God, who? We've got this. And so the fact that you need to wrestle with this and you're kind of seeking God, that's good. That's what He wants. He wants you to want Him. It really is all about the wrestle, Matt. So this next call comes in from Murray, Utah. This is Chase. Chase, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, how can I help?
Yeah, so I had a quick question for you. So my wife and I, we bought a condo this year, and we've been paying it off. So we have like about $110,000 left to pay off.
Okay.
We don't have any other debts except the mortgage, but we both are full-time students. And so we're trying to get out of school without getting school debt.
Yeah.
So basically my question is, like, obviously we want to retire financially secure. And I wanted to know, like, are we doing what we need to be doing at this phase of our lives? My age is 24 and then my wife is 21. And so I wanted just to check out to see, like, I mean, buying a home was kind of a big step for us. We weren't sure if that was the best idea, but it seemed to align correctly. And then as far as, like, moving forward, what would be some of the next steps, or what should we be doing in order to retire financially secure and stay out of debt for school and pay off our mortgage fast?
Great question. A lot of folks listening in would have wished they would ask this question when they were your age. What is your income?
So right now we're making around $50,000 to $55,000 a year.
Okay. Are you paying your bills and everything feels, I mean, I guess you're cash flow in college, so you must be okay.
Yeah. So we're doing okay. It definitely gets tighter. Like, for example, the school started today.
Yeah.
So we had to pay tuition. And so it's like right now it's, it's pretty tight, but we still have a little bit of cushion. We constantly have the $1,000 of like emergency fund.
Yeah.
But anything higher than that, it's hard to get because everything goes to toward school.
Right. Any kids?
Not yet, but hopefully soon.
Okay. Here's what I would do if I was in your spot. What I would do is I'd make sure I have a very well communicated, proactive budgeting process. So every month before the next month begins, you sit down together and for at least 15 minutes, you talk through every category. You don't talk through every dollar. You want to make sure every dollar has an assignment, that it has a destination, but you don't have to talk through every dollar. Just make sure that you guys agree on categories, including discretionary money. So if you guys want to each have 50 bucks for spending, or you guys agree on that amount, maybe it's 20, maybe it's 100, it's up to you. But just make sure ratio-wise it makes sense. You want to make sure you continue to avoid debt. You're doing the right thing there. You're already ahead of 88% of Americans by being completely out of debt by at your age. So you're killing it. Not that you're in a comparison thing, but I just want to give you some kind of benchmark because you're wondering, am I doing okay? And I'm just telling you, you are doing really well. So you want to make sure that you have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved up in an emergency fund. So you know, as soon as you can do that while you're cash flowing, that's probably your next big thing you need to do if you don't have that already. And then you need to get going on 15% of your household income going towards long-term investing. So some kind of 401k, a 403b, a Roth IRA, something like that, that is diversified. It's mutual fund based and, you know, something that's long-term with tax advantages. That's really what you want to look for. So I'm going to point you towards two free tools. One is everydollar.com. That's a great thing, a great resource for your budgeting process. Another one is called the RIQ, your Retire Inspired Quotient. It's at chrishogan360.com, chrishogan360.com. What you'll do is you'll go to that website, you'll put in four numbers, and it'll pop out your what's called your RIQ, which means how much money you need to invest every month for you to hit your retirement goals. Because that's what I think you're asking. How do I know if I'm on my plan to get the right amount of retirement? And so that'll help you with that. Now, in the season that you're in, this is the last thing I'll tell you, Chase, is the season you're in, I would put together a plan to pay off your mortgage in 7 years. So you're making 55, and you're probably not going to be able to do it for a couple of years because of school to get to the next level of intensity. But whenever you get that next raise, or if you can work to two jobs or a job and a half, but this season right now with no kids is a season where you guys could really grip it and rip it, and your entire adult life with kids would be completely debt-free, which means you'd have your entire paycheck to spend on your family, which is pretty cool. So that would be my, I guess if I were to challenge you a little bit, that would be my goal. It's something like 7 years would be good. If you can do quicker than that, that's great. But I love the fact that you're calling in. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." And many of us have been in those seasons before, probably when we were 24, and we thought we were right in our own eyes, and we were fools, and we weren't right in our own eyes. And I just love the fact that you're having the wisdom to ask around and ask people for help. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, Chase. Thanks for the call. All right. We got a tweet here. I knew you guys would come through. We got a tweet here from Ron Hill. Looks like he's from Woodlands, Texas. He says, Ford demanded the V8 and he got it. He's talking about Henry Ford. Henry Ford demanded the V8 and he got it because he believed. What's my V8? Paying off the house in December of 2016. All exclamation points. Pretty cool, Ron. We are cheering you on, my friend. Very, very cool. Well, just a reminder for all of us, there is power in focus. But, Matthew 6:33, some of you might be familiar with this passage. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I talked about focus a few times in this show. And our focus on an earthly level needs to be towards being a faithful manager. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:2 that those who have been entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. So yes, here on earth, our focus needs to be a legacy, a God-honoring life. But even more than that, we got to seek first the kingdom of God, not more wealth, not more savings. That's all within. We're seeking Him. We're seeking Him. We're seeking Him, right? Money is a tool, but there's only one God, the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Then it says all these things will be added unto you. Well, folks, we appreciate you tuning in today. Don't forget, visit stewardship.com, click on Chris Recommends, and click on Find an ELP to get started with a real estate agent right there in your area. God, we love you. We're so thankful that you give us the strength, you give us the clarity, you give us the guidance, you give us the diligence, all the great characteristics that we happen to showcase every once in a while in our journey because of you. You are the author of all the blessings. God, we love you and we're very thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all.